From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
We're a week away from the big game, and I want to remind you again that the John Kincaid Show Super Bowl special will come your way Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on many of these same great affiliates, or you can listen on the radio.com app, SiriusXM 206, CBSSportsRadio.com, whatever you wish, but hopefully you'll enjoy that. Ken Carman will be in for me next Sunday. I'll take Ken's spot on Saturday, and I'll come to you live from the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay, the radio studio. So I look forward to having some of you come on by. I've met some of our Vegas listeners over the years that have come on by and seen me, and I appreciate you coming on by, shaking a hand, kissing a baby, getting a chance to catch up. It was a really embarrassing week for New Yorkers. Because I'll bring Anthony in as a judge, so I'm not, if I say something that is that I'm being unfair or otherwise, and I'm not one of those Northeast people that didn't grow up in New York who bashes New York, because as Anthony will assure you that there's no bigger fan of like Manhattan and New York and everything than me. I love it. Absolutely love it. If I could have an apartment in Manhattan, a condo in Manhattan, I'd have it right now. If I could afford it to have another space to go, and I will spend a lot of time anytime I wish, anytime that I can in Manhattan is always a good thing for me. But it was an embarrassing week for New York sports fans. First, we had the Derek Jeter story. Jeter's in the Hall of Fame, dude. Oh my gosh, the outrage. Jeter wasn't a unanimous Hall of Famer. Oh my gosh, let's go nuts on social media for 48 hours. The outrage. Derek Jeter should have been unanimous, dude. Okay. Here's what I'm going to suggest. If you're going to use your 280 characters, use some modicum of intelligence when you do it. Because Derek Jeter is not one of the top 50 players in the Hall of Fame. And Derek Jeter, there's no more outrage for Derek Jeter being in the Hall of Fame as a unanimous selection than if we go back and look at every player that's in the Hall of Fame that wasn't unanimous. Oh my gosh, New York sports fans, and I've said it before, and it's one of the reasons why I've heard over the years from people that they don't enjoy network sports radio as much as they can, because too much is centered around the Northeast. Yankee fans, they believe the sun sets and rises by the Yankees. Now, there hasn't been a World Series in 11 seasons, but they still believe that. They still believe in it. They believe the world ends, and any Yankee discussion is like very compelling. Even on a network radio show where the majority of the country hates the freaking Yankees, hates them. And it's like, you know what would be good today? More Yankee talk. This would be great. But I digress. Derek Jeter, what right did Derek Jeter have to be a unanimous Hall of Famer? When Stan Musial wasn't, Willie Mays wasn't, Ted Williams wasn't, Henry Aaron wasn't, and anyone else you want to trot out there, are you serious? That you're going to be outraged that Derek Jeter is not a unanimous Hall of Famer? Are you serious? Do you have no context in your sports fandom? Do you have no context? Do you not understand everybody's place in the history of whatever sport you follow? Do you not understand that, you know what? I know I'm the biggest Jeter fan ever, man. I'm the biggest Jeter fan ever. You sound like you got one of his gift baskets. Honestly, I got to tell you. And many of the media members embarrassing themselves. Understand it. Derek Jeter wasn't a unanimous Hall of Famer. And the 50 players that are better than him that are in the Hall of Fame already that weren't unanimous selections, they should have been upset. They should have been outraged. And nobody was outraged. There wasn't days and days. Henry Aaron's not a unanimous. Well, outrage. No, there wasn't. There wasn't.
Tom Seaver wasn't unanimous.
Tom Seaver. Again, the other day we did 50 names in the Hall of Fame that are better than Derek Jeter. And I stopped at 50. I stopped.
My only thing is, if you're a Yankees fan and you're watching Jeter give his Hall of Fame speech, are you really going to be thinking in your mind about the one guy that didn't vote for Derek Jeter to be unanimous in the Hall of Fame? Like, it's not going to take away. Obviously, it doesn't take away from everything that he accomplished
Correct.
On the field or your memories of him growing up playing the game. So, just very strange.
And you know what it gives you to is the idea is you're giving the jabroni, who I won't mention. You're giving him the attention that he sought out by doing that. He knew, like a rat to the cheese, he knew that you would fall for this.
And I think he was foolish for not voting, but I will say this. I hope that we never find out who it is, because as stupid, I think, as this guy was for not voting Jeter, I would say that the backlash that he will receive on social media, all the nonsense that will come his way,
oh, yes.
if people did find out who he was, because, I mean, this guy will be called every name in the book. He'll receive, like, death threats. It will just be so over the top and ridiculous. I hope that no one ever finds out who he is.
Here's what I'm going to suggest, Anthony, is that we're going to find out. Eventually, we're going to find out. And I wouldn't be shocked if he leaked it. He or she leaked it. Wouldn't be shocked. Because this is obviously an attention whore, somebody who wants this to be out there. Someone's going to write a book one day. Someone's going to have a media appearance. And they're going to let it be known that they were the one that didn't vote for him. But if you're outraged by Derek Jeter not being unanimous, you can look at 50 players in the Hall of Fame who had better careers than Derek Jeter that weren't unanimous. And unless you're outraged about them not being unanimous, please, could you do us a big collective shut up? Shut up. And spare us. And again, my message to national radio hosts. And I've been one with my own show on a network for 15 years. And I've been one between fill-ins and my own show for 19. I think I'm eligible to speak in my industry. We don't find New York sports teams as exciting as you do. Just because major networks are located in the Northeast, we don't find all the New York talk as interesting as you do. We don't like talking about the Knicks and the Jets and endless chatter about the Yankees. And we'll get into Eli later. Oh, my God. We don't. You don't get it. You haven't figured it out yet. But maybe you will.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.